Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Major is with us. I want to get to one nonsense item with you, sir, and then we'll get to the serious stuff. Major's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We were reacting the first couple segments. There's a story out today where TikTok, where a number of women are now going to Home Depot and trying to pick up guys there. This on TikTok, wait till you hear the views. 3.6 billion views. 3.6. And then the story says the guys, are going to Target. You are happily married, but if you were going to advise one of your single friends where to go, okay, where is season pro handsome devil? Would be a great catch, but he's not catchable. Major Garrett, where is he advising one of his friends to go, female or male?
God, Chad, you have really, truly, in every sense of the word, stumped me. I mean, I have not one clue.
Padre support group?
Full disclosure. So there are people in this world who are relationship people, and there are people in this world who are non-relationship people, more like butterflies who move around.
Yeah, right.
I'm very much a relationship person. Very much a relationship person. So I haven't dated since my early 20s. You know, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's the 80s. And I wasn't very good at it then, and I guarantee you I am 1,000% clueless now.
So take us back in the 80s.
I will tell you this. Home Depot and Target would just never be on the list. I'm trying to think. I'm really racking my brain. Would I say Starbucks? Would I say the grocery? I honestly don't know.
Okay, so
I don't have a clue.
I want you to paint me a picture of single Major Garrett going out to the bar in the 70s. Harrigan, let's guess. You know what I'm guessing? I'm guessing a leather jacket. A shirt unbuttoned, maybe one too many.
No. Oh, yeah. Chest hair popping.
No. Chest hair popping out.
And a very
bright shirt.
Yeah, no chest lettuce. So my bar attire, such as it was blue jeans and a button down shirt.
Tucked in or tucked out?
Oh, of course, tucked in. Of course,
tucked in at the time. Yep.
The tuck out thing is a complete idiotic thing, and it will pass.
Hold on a second.
Leisure suits.
Oh my God! So
yeah, it will pass like leisure suits.
It's been around for a while now. I mean,
it's going to go away. Trust me. And when we all come to our senses, we'll be like, "Who the hell thought of this?" Honestly. I know. Fat guys thought of it. Okay, great. Similarly with leisure suits and lapels that were 6.5 inches wide that also had a slimming effect. So probably the same dudes.
Wow. Shots fired by Major Garrett all over the place here. Oh, my God. Okay, so Did you have any so-called game to go
up? No. This is why I'm a relationship person, because I had no game, zero. I can tell you this as an absolute testimonial fact. I never picked up a girl at a bar in my life, ever. Not for lack of trying, but I never had it. Never.
So was it a quick shutdown, you're saying? Like,
oh, rapid.
Like a Dikembe Mutombo waving the finger at you rather quickly?
Yeah. Like, no. And I was not one of those. So there are also guys who, like, think no is just being coy.
Right.
You said no. I'm like, okay, I'm gone. I'm finished. I'm done. I'm roasted. Goodbye. You know, and I wouldn't sort of go back for the second or third. Oh, come on, really? No, if you said no, I just went away. I scurried away like a scalded cat. So I had the worst game of all, carry the traumas of that with me to this day.
We can hear it. I mean, I'm texting the therapist while we're chatting. Dave Harrigan, you know what would change all this for Major Garrett? One thing would have changed it.
What's that?
Untuck that shirt.
Oh, yeah. Untuck it, baby.
Untuck that shirt. You would have been in the 80s. I'm trying to think. Who's like the prime 1980s heartthrob? It's not. I'm not going Burt Reynolds, Robert Redford, Paul Newman. That's 70s. Tom Selleck?
No, I believe I have succeeded in burning all of the pictures.
Oh, but please,
there might be
send
one
us
or
a
two
picture.
Pictures. There might be one or two pictures of Major Garrett in the, this would be 82, 83, 84, 85 category with something approximating a soft perm.
Oh, my God. Please.
Yeah.
Please
yeah.
send
so
that to me.
I was told. Now, there's an amendment.
Trust me, I won't post
one
it on
amendment
anything.
To my story. I need to make one amendment to my story.
Okay.
I never picked up a girl or a woman at a bar, but two women in different instances did pick me up. So there you go. And one of them said I look like Huey Lewis from Huey Lewis in the News. So there you go.
Did you act like you were Huey Lewis just to close the deal? I mean, Dave, that's what you do right?
To close the deal, I would be whomever I was asked to be.
Yes.
You want to be Bob Denver and Gilligan? I'll be Bob Denver and Gilligan.
Give
whatever
me the hat. I mean, I'll be Skipper.
Yeah, Skipper!
All right, let's pause because I cannot transition to Paul Pelosi the hammer off this.
No.
Great fun with our friend Major Garrett back in just moments on CCO. Again, because of the Home Depot theme, every song we're playing today has the phrase handyman in it, correct?
All in the title. Most of them are just titled Handyman.
This titled.
Is Joan Jett and the Blackhearts singing their version of a song called Handyman. But
very
yes,
good.
Every song has Handyman in the title.
That's excellent. I didn't realize we had so many. I'm wondering, Major, as we get serious here, when I should expect an onslaught of apologies, of clarifications from, honestly, on Twitter, the millions who belittled and laughed and scoffed and flat out said it's a lie of the attack of Paul Pelosi, the husband of the former Speaker of the House. We now have the video out, and you can see as the door opens, there are great questions about what's going to happen. And then this individual winds up with a hammer in his right hand and swings powerfully and violently at Paul Pelosi. It goes out of screen, so we don't see it connect. But then we do see Paul Pelosi down on the ground, making no movements. They capture this individual. I don't care if you disagree with Nancy Pelosi. You're fully allowed to do that. But this is an example of what is wrong in our society, where someone broke in, wanted to stick around to torture and potentially kill the Speaker of the House at the time, instead took it out on Paul Pelosi, and so many individuals had to act like it didn't happen, it was a charade. It is shameful what these folks did.
And it's a psychological construct that disallows acceptance of one possibility of the toxicity of the politics of our time. And one possibility is violence, out of control, mayhem, over politics. And there are plenty of Americans who say, oh, that could never happen, or I don't mean it that way, or it's, that's not what I want, which is fine. But you have to understand that there is an atmosphere in our politics now that because of this toxicity and because of the idea, well, it's only words, that nothing bad can truly happen. There's plenty more video that's been released today, all because journalistic organizations, CBS News among them, said this was played for the court proceedings in order to justify charges against David DePape. So it has been entered into the public record, but the public has yet to see it. And because this is an issue of A, public importance, and B, some manner of controversy from disbelievers, the public would be well served to see it. And a judge agreed. So among the videos, what you just described, there's also video that you can watch of David DePape outside Pelosi's home, looking in the window, stepping back, getting a backpack, taking out of the backpack what? A big hammer. And doing what with it? Smashing the double-paned exterior glass on that patio over and over and over again. Then there's other video where he's talking to the investigators and basically saying, yeah, I did it. And I swung hard. I wasn't trying to tap him. I tried to swing hard, et cetera, et cetera. So this lays what can only be described, and I'm not a lawyer, but I'm pretty familiar with this term, a prosecutorial foundation to bring a case.
Yes.
And probably obtain a conviction. And so for those, I really do believe it's a psychological construct, Chad, because I've lived in this world separately from this particular incident in the world of election denialism, where if you answer one question or allegation, that isn't sufficient. Then it rotates to something else. And then you answer that, and then that's not good enough, and you rotate to something else. And it never ends, and then you start saying to yourself, okay, well, this isn't about actually whether the election was stolen or fraudulent or anything like that, or evidence or something that can be proven. This is about something that is full of grievance and anger that's located some other spot, and the front shield for it, or the front spear of it, the front aggressive component of it is election denialism, or in this case, oh, Paul Pelosi couldn't have been. That's just a put-up job to change the dialogue for the midterm elections.
Right.
No, it wasn't.
No.
It was a real crime that was an outgrowth of this toxicity in our politics, and yes, people, it can happen.
Let's switch to the president here. I don't believe as of 12:54 today we have either a former president or a former vice president who's come forward with classified documents, but it's early. The news, obviously, with Mike Pence this week. We've known for a while about President Trump. We've known for a while about President Biden. I think both of us and many others have been very skeptical of how the Biden administration has answered questions on this. You talked about it, and you nailed it last week, about every administration claims are the most transparent, and then it turns out they're really very similar to others. What's your feel how this has played out this week and the effect this is going to have on Joe Biden over the next couple months when he wants to, and he will, give his State of the Union? And then the plan clearly was within a month or so after the State of the Union, guess what? I'm in. Look at what I've accomplished. I'm going to run once again. The effect it's had on his announcement for his reelection.
It's been a disturbance in the universe, but not a cataclysmic one. And it's not been handled well. And if the Biden White House wants to hand anything off to the Biden campaign, it will be a communications approach that learns some very important lessons from this botched communications catastrophe that has been trying to explain what did or didn't happen in the sequence of it with these documents. Because there was a story to tell that could have been told nearly, if not entirely, but very close to entirely in one fell swoop.
Yep.
And for whatever set of reasons, the White House didn't do that. Now, having said that, I do want to say something that's important. These are not similar cases. President Trump affirmatively took things away, knew he had them, wanted to keep them, declined to cooperate. This is now part of the established court record. It's not conjecture. And a magistrate judge was asked to review the sequence of events and approved a search warrant.
And lied about what he had there. Said, you have everything.
Categorically yep. differently, different than Biden and Pence.
Yep.
However, Pence has done, inadvertently, the president a huge solid.
Yes.
Didn't mean to, but he did him a huge solid. Because now it all feels like one big, complicated, messy D.C. salad to the rest of the country. Like, oh, God.
Right.
Just wake me up when we got a charge. If there's going right. to be some charge or something, just wake me. I don't care anymore. It's all everyone's got it. They all got dirty. They all got mud on their shoes. Never mind. So in that sense, Biden has been done inadvertently, entirely inadvertently, a solid by the former vice president. And we know now why the vice president found these, because he gave an interview in the Villages about 2 weeks ago, which is where all good Republicans look for votes in Florida.
Yes.
And said, I don't have anything in my files.
Right.
And then someone said to him, we better be sure about that.
You sure?
Because if you announce yeah. in 2 months and there's something there, we're going to have a 4-week scandal on our hands instead yeah. of a 48-hour one. So he had an affirmative political interest in going back and running this to ground. One quick thing. I was in Denver yesterday talking to the governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, for the takeout. He's on the takeout this week. Fascinating
and,
guy.
And touting the book, right? I saw the photos.
And touting the book, yes. We had a great book event at a great independent bookstore in Denver called Tattered Cover. And first of all, because this is a topic for the whole nation today, Chad, I asked him, had he been briefed, the governor of Colorado, yesterday, on the Tyre Nichols situation yeah. that he had. I said, are you communicating with your law enforcement? He says, I am. I said, are you bracing for this video? Because I think every American is bracing for this video.
Yes.
And we're going to try to respond and do our best. But as of Thursday afternoon, the governor of Colorado had been briefed and had already had sessions with state law enforcement, and they were communicating downstream to local law enforcement about this, which indicates the level of anticipation across the country.
Yeah.
But he also said, look, I was in Congress for 10 years. We have very strict protocols. Why do members of Congress have all these strict protocols and seemingly
President.
Those in the executive branch don't?
No.
It's a good question.
It is a good question. Just one favor. Please, please, please send me that photo. And yes, it will.
If you keep an eye on your text field, something might happen this weekend.
Thank
there
you.
No promises.
Thank you. We got to go. Have a great weekend.
See you.
The best, Major Garrett. Lindis Construction Time Check. It's time for you to have Infinity for Marvin Windows come over. Shaletta. And a lot of talk about the Memphis video, which is coming out at 6 tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.